Tomorrow comes what is billed as the final chapter of one of the most popular video game franchises. The Uncharted series has sold tens of millions of copies. A movie adaptation is in the works. Players hunt for hidden treasure as Nathan Drake, an Indiana Jones-like fortune hunter who never quite seems to get the fortune. J.J. Sutherland and Chris Sullentrop of the podcast Shall We Play a Game have our review of Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Uncharted is Raiders of the Lost Ark hopped up on speed and spoiling for a fight.
Coming through!
Oh, this was really a great idea, Nate. Do you want to try? You're doing just fine.
One scene in the game in particular is what Uncharted fans have come to expect. A car chase in which you, as Drake, leap among cars, trucks, jeeps, and motorcycles full of mercenaries. You're fighting, dodging, slipping, falling, shooting, escaping near death.
It's exhilarating. An homage to the famous Indiana Jones scene where Indy chases the Nazis and at one moment is being pulled behind a car by his bullwhip. But bigger, faster, and kind of better.
It's the kind of set piece that makes Uncharted, well, Uncharted. It's a high-stakes, high-action game.
So, Nathan, and be honest with me, how does this stack up, you know, compared to your other adventures?
Ask me again when we finish.
There is always a fear when you get to number 4 in a franchise. Rocky 4.
Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
Police Academy 4.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. It seems like creators just run out of ideas and start going through the motions. But video games are not always like that. Grand Theft Auto 4 and Call of Duty 4 may be the best games for those blockbuster franchises.
And the same thing is true here for Uncharted 4. It's this iterative nature. They've really mastered their craft. You know, the kinks have been worked out, the mechanics are elegant, and the timing is perfect.
And don't be put off by jumping in at the fourth installment. The other games are great, but you won't miss a thing if this is your first foray with Nathan Drake.
Turn around! We're heading for the falls!
I can't! Current's too strong! Brace yourself.
Nate? There. We can climb up those rocks.
On it.
But Chris, this game is different. It does have a new creative team in charge, the makers of the acclaimed Last of Us. And they've obviously been taken in by your favorite type of game, the walking simulator.
You were up there a long time.
Well, I was researching something.
Oh, is that what we're calling it these days?
I was.
Hey, would you mind grabbing the food? I'm just wrapping up here.
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
Thanks.
What JJ means by walking simulator is a huge indie movement using games to tell stories that don't include challenges like shooting or jumping or puzzles.
Really boring stories.
I like those scenes. There's a few chapters in the game where the action slows down and it becomes a character study.
Finish it?
Yeah. You know, it's probably too long and full of typos, but that's what editors are for, right?
It's the avant-garde influencing the blockbuster.
Listen, just because a bunch of hipsters are smoking gauwaz and they think boredom gives us insight into the human condition.
There are a couple of fantastic sections that explore Nathan's relationship with his brother. There's a meditation on marriage. This isn't Updike, but come on!
Also hidden treasure, mysterious traps, and lots of exploding zombies.
Got one!
Lots and lots of expendable mercenaries who add little to the plot but do add to the challenge as you slaughter them in their scores. This is a great game.
It is a great game, Philistine.
J.J. Sutherland and Chris Sullentrop host the podcast Shall We Play a Game? They reviewed Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.